Nick Castro and the Young Elders. Nick, it was in Turkish, the old lyrics of the
song. It was.
Yeah, so do you have any relationship with that country?
Oh, just a love for it.
Ah, see.
There's a pretty decently sized Turkish community in Los Angeles.
I see.
If you seek them out.
I see. Oh, great. Dice che, insomma, il testo di questa canzone, oltre che il titolo, è tutto in turco. Gli ho chiesto se aveva qualche particolare, se avesse qualche particolare relazione con questo paese. Dice tanto che è un paese che ama e c'è una consistente comunità di turchi a Los Angeles con la quale è entrato in contatto. Quindi dovrei ringraziarlo in turco, e me lo ricordo come grazie in turco si dice merhaba. It means thank you or something like that in Turkish.
Yarmur?
Merhaba.
Oh, merhaba.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there is a kind of curious news I'm reading on your website. It is about your kind of participation in a documentary, an Italian documentary about the Easter procession rites. This documentary is called Cradle for the Dying God, and it was your music was featuring it, something like that.
They featured two songs from our last full-length record, Come Into Our House.
I see.
And it's interspersed throughout the beginning of the movie, and then it's used throughout as kind of a thematic sound throughout the movie.
The first time you see your music in a kind of video or something
it
like
is,
that?
It is. It's the first time that it's been used in film. And we wrote that album and recorded it with that kind of cinematic thing in mind.
I see.
And it was just funny that it was used later on for a movie. It was never originally intended for that.
Even though there was something cinematic in it, as you said, so...
Right, right.
Recording it, I mean.
Yeah, well, it's just something that we had in mind, that kind of sound.
I see.
But we never actually intended it to be used in a movie.
Yeah, yeah, not directly.
They heard it, and then they wanted to use it for the movie, and it ended up working perfectly.
Ok, allora, sempre sul sito leggo che la loro musica è stata utilizzata per un documentario italiano che si chiama Cradle for the Dying Dog, che immagino voglia dire culla per il dio morente, che ha a che fare con le processioni pasquali italiane, quindi posso immaginare insomma tutta una serie di riti che sono stati ripresi, e sono state utilizzate delle canzoni, un paio di canzoni appunto di Nick e dei suoi all'inizio del film in un'altra parte. Allora gli ho chiesto se era la prima volta appunto che alcune canzoni venivano utilizzate in qualcosa che avesse a che fare con il video. Lui mi ha detto di sì. Mi ha detto però che mentre registravano i dischi in cui ci sono queste canzoni avevano nella loro testa qualcosa che aveva a che fare con il cinema, anche se non c'era direttamente la volontà di utilizzare questi brani per una colonna sonora. There is another curiosity I want to ask you about. It is the presence of a female vocals in some of your songs, and it is Wendy Watson's voice, isn't it?
It is Wendy Watson, yeah. Who is normally a full-time member of the band, but just couldn't make it this time around.
I see. So she usually comes with you around.
She does, and she also designs all of the record covers. She's mainly a visual artist, but she just happens to have a lovely voice.
I see. Quindi c'è anche un'altra componente della band, si chiama Wendy Watson, di solito fa parte della band in pianta stabile, solo che questa volta non è potuto venire, si occupa anche dei visual, insomma, delle copertine che ci sono sui dischi. Però la cosa che mi fa abbastanza curioso è che leggo sul sito che proprio adesso lei è occupata a combattere il crimine e a salvare il mondo. What is the sentence you put after? Say, right now she is busy fighting crime and saving the world. I thought she was a police woman, actually.
No, she's more of a superhero.
I see. Oh, great. So, actually, she is busy, you know, doing this stuff. So, it's not a joke. Okay. I guess. It's kind of easy having a kind of a superhero in your band. I mean, it can be useful at any time, you know?
She's less of a policeman and more of a healer.
I see. Ok, quindi gli ho chiesto se questa frase qua, io ero convinto fosse una poliziotta, invece dice che è semplicemente un supereroe, e allora gli ho detto che d'altro canto è molto comodo avere un supereroe in una band, può sempre tornare utile, e dice che più che un supereroe è più una guaritrice che un supereroe. Prima di fare l'ultimo pezzo con Nick e i suoi, io volevo andare un pochino indietro nella storia e farmi raccontare come si sono conosciuti, come hanno trovato questa musica comune. Could you just tell me how do you met together, and actually how did you find this common basis of this folk acoustic music you all play with great effort and great feeling, actually?
Well, as far as where the connection comes from, I have no idea. We're all from completely different generations. None of us are even near each other in age. But we all met in Los Angeles. I met Christoph, oh, how long ago was that?
3 years ago, maybe?
Three or four years ago, something like that, yeah. And he's actually in another band in Los Angeles called Winter Flowers. That's really great. That's a band that I love. And we just started playing together for fun and turned into a full-time thing. It all happened very naturally.
I see. So you just met at a venue or, you know, something like...
I think he was playing in a bluegrass band that was on the same gig that I was on in Los Angeles. I think that's the first time we met, yeah.
Ok, allora gli ho chiesto appunto come è stato il loro passato, come si sono trovati. Dice che in realtà loro tre vengono da tre generazioni diverse, tre ambienti diversi, ma si sono trovati comunque per caso. Per esempio, Nick e Christopher si sono incontrati circa 3 anni fa a Los Angeles, perché Nick, tra l'altro, suona in una band che si chiama Winter Flowers, molto bella, di Los Angeles, anche se in realtà hanno condiviso il palco, perché Nick suonava in una serata in cui c'era anche Christopher, che suonava in una band di bluegrass. And what about your when did you decide to go into this kind of music, as I don't know actually Winter Flowers, but I guess bluegrass is quite different from the music you play now.
Well, Winter Flowers is not the bluegrass band.
Yeah,
what
I know,
the name
I know
of that.
Yeah,
bluegrass band that you were in.
It was called Old Jitters.
Old Jitters.
Old Jitters. Okay. I mean, I don't know Winter Flowers, but I'm sure that the Old Jitters were used to play a kind of different music from this one you play now. So how did you find this common ground, and did you match with your music and your ideas all together?
Well, I think we're all fans of lots of different kinds of music, but I think the thing that gets us going the most is acoustic music of all kinds. And as far as the bluegrass thing, I know Christoph spent a lot of time in the South playing bluegrass and playing festivals. He's an excellent banjo player. So that's originally how I heard him playing.
I need a banjo player, man, something like that.
Yeah, then it turned out he played guitar and mandolin and harpsichord and a million other things, and all of us are kind of obsessed with playing lots of different instruments. Same thing with Gabe, who's only 23 years old and plays probably 20 different instruments.
Great, you're a great manager. You have polyinstrumental people and the superhero in your band, so...
We can't lose.
Yeah, no, no way, non at all. Allora, gli ho chiesto appunto com'è che li sono trovati, ha detto che in realtà lui sapeva della bravura di... Christopher a suonare in mandolino, aveva suonato in queste band bluegrass del sud per tantissimo tempo e poi ha scoperto in realtà che sapeva suonare il banjo, scusate, poi ha scoperto che sapeva suonare anche il mandolino, la chitarra e tante altre cose. L'altro componente della band, Gabe, anche lui suona l'armonium, il flauto e altre decine di strumenti, quindi ho detto io, con due polistrumentisti e un supereroe non si può sbagliare. Infatti Nick mi ha confermato che la sua band non può perdere in nessun modo. Are you ready for the last song for this acoustic session?
Sure. You guys want to do No Man or Treason?
I say we do Treason.
Okay, yeah. Decisions.
Nick Castro, live at MAPS.
So quick retune.
Okay. What is the name of the song?
This is called Treason.
Treason.
Forbidden Love.
Oh, wow. Great. Si chiama Treason, questa canzone. Nick Castro and the Young Elders, live at MAPS.
It's a little flat.
With the sus.